USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson is asking Wisconsin Democratic Governor Tony Evers to reconsider an offer from the federal government to accept additional law enforcement support, including National Guard. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows telling Fox News the feds are ready if needed.
The president was on the phone with the governor today as well. We have National Guard standing by that if the general for the National Guard needs additional help, we're there to do it.
The National Hurricane Center is warning residents in the path of Hurricane Laura that they have only a few more hours to protect lives and property from what will be a very destructive storm. Laura is already a Category 3 storm and is expected to be a Category 4 when it reaches Texas or the Louisiana shore tonight. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this Balance of Nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
New court documents have uncovered two memorandums dated May 26th and June 1st that suggest Chief Hennepin County Medical Examiner Dr. Andrew Baker concluded George Floyd likely died from a fentanyl overdose and found no physical evidence that he died of asphyxiation. The memos seemingly run contrary to medical examiners hired by the Floyd family, whose final conclusion was that Floyd's death was a homicide. A new economic report showing some positive news. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
An economic report released by the government this morning showing durable goods orders jumping by more than 11% in July. New orders for products that are built to last more than 3 years, like appliances, rose 11.3% last month, easily beating estimates of a 4.3% gain.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Firefighters in Northern California say they're gaining control over historic deadly wildfires that have burned more than 1 million acres. However, researchers and former firefighters working on a new study fear responders battling the blazes are in danger to suffer unprecedented long-term damage as the wildfires destroy over 1,400 homes and businesses.
The level of exposures that these firefighters are getting at these situations, extremely toxic for long periods of time.
Retired Captain Tony Stefani is a 28-year veteran of the San Francisco Fire Department. He started the San Francisco Firefighters Cancer Prevention Fund after he himself was diagnosed with kidney cancer. He tells CBS News,
"We can't wait for that latency period for 5 to 10, 20 years down the line to see if these men and women are contract various forms of this, you know, insidious disease. Something has to be done about it now."
Executives from the biggest movie chains in America are working together to unveil a joint safety plan for people looking to visit movie theaters as they begin to slowly reopen. Executives from AMC, Regal, Cinemark, IMAX, and Marcus unveiling new CinemaSafe protocols, which are a set of health standards that will be universally applied to all movie theaters owned by the top chains. Some of the things you can expect are masks being mandatory and enforced social distancing. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.